Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. And how may I assist you?
Well, I got a charge on my account for $59.89, and I'm not sure what it's for.
All righty. Excuse me. Let me start out by getting your zip code to see if I can locate that.
My zip code is 33436.
I do thank you for that. And may I have that first and last name?
My name is Mary Colley.
All righty. Give me 1 second while I locate this account. Miss Mary, could it have actually been billed under any other name? Is there any other name associated with that account?
I don't know what this is for. My husband's name is Francis, but it's listed under here as Mary, so I don't know what this is.
And you said the zip code was 33436. Is that correct?
Right. That's correct. Now, we're visiting in Michigan right now, and that zip code is 49715, but that's not my permanent zip code.
Okay. What was that zip code again?
49715.
All righty. Let me see if I can locate anything under that zip code.
Okay.
What's your last name, Ms. Mary?
K-O-L-L-Y.
Yes, ma'am. That's the zip code I located you under. And could you verify that address for me, please?
At the 49715?
Yes, ma'am.
It would be 4514 South Bay Mills Point Road, Brimley, Michigan.
All righty. Give me 1 second. And I was able to locate that account. And I do see on June the 8th that you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Shell gas card. And by entering into that sweepstakes, it does inform you that you would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to what is called the Bites Hub, which happens to be a meal planning app that shows you how to reduce your sugar and carb intake, and also gives you recipes on how to plan healthier meals. Now, I can get this reduced to $20 a month for you if you'd like.
No. I don't know what this charge is, but it's definitely fraudulent because we did see that online, but we never consented to it.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. I will be more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of this, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Now, if you did say this is a fraudulent charge and you did not make this, I can get you transferred to the fraud department where they will be able to assist you. Or other than that, I can just go ahead and cancel you myself.
You just can't. You just go right ahead and cancel us because I will not pay this.
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty, I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation did take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
I would.
Alrighty, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 920-830-070.
Okay, let me repeat this to you. C920-830-070.
That is correct.
All right. So on my next month's statement, I will see a credit for $59.89.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to do that refund back to you. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that refund to post back to that account, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I will wait for 3 to 5 days to call my credit card company and make sure. Thank you so much.
Are you more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.